15%.
The people that I love are here. Maybe 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 million people that I love. Is that spreading it around too much, Jennifer? Too much love?
No.
No, a little
you
bit
can
of love.
Never spread around too
love,
much love.
Love, love,
unless
love,
you're Tiger Woods.
Love,
that was
love,
too
love,
much.
Love, 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 love. 7 past the hour. Hello.
Hello.
December 7th. What happened? Let's see. Something happened on this day. It was a day of infamy. 1941. Who will remember today, except for those, unless we are doing a good job in school, which we all kind of know we aren't doing a good job in school of teaching history and its ramifications, but Pearl Harbor Day is today.
Mm-hmm.
And who remembers the stories, the books, the scenes, the newsreel, and then the controversy that is underscored each year about whether we got into this because the Japanese really wanted us to get into it or because we really wanted to get into it with the Japanese. Was it them wanting to shake our tree or us wanting to shake their tree? What do you think? 800-510-8255. It's very interesting to look at the stories of Admiral Yamamoto. Should ask people how to spell that. Don't I have a spelling bee? How do you spell Yamamoto?
Yamamoto.
Good.
Yay. Good, Yamamoto. Oh, I almost forgot that part.
Yes, he is Yamamoto. So, apparently Admiral Yamamoto designed and promoted the Pearl Harbor attack, but he said on many occasions the emperor asked him to design this. He told the emperor, he told anyone who would listen to him, that this was something that we ought not do. Beware of getting into a war with the United States. It was his words which echoed in the VJ Day celebrations when the war in the Pacific was over. And the true nature of some of the Japanese cruelty. War is horrible anyway. But the Japanese were extraordinarily brutal. Extraordinarily over the top. And was the U.S. asleep? According to some historical perspectives, nope, anything but. We wanted to go to war with the Japanese. If Julian Assange had been around in 1941, my guess is he would have had a picnic. He would have had a field day. He would have been, he'd been excoriated the same as he is now. You couldn't have done that, though. There was no really general way to release information, was much more tightly controlled by the news media at the time, especially CBS. CBS really was the early on front runner when it came to disseminating information, and Mutual, the old Mutual radio network and system, were those two were really more powerful than NBC. ABC was a split off of NBC, if I remember correctly. And then there was the Red Network and the Blue Network, I think. And so there was not much, there was strong a news department there then. But the news, and then you had the big newspapers and the cabal that they represented. And so they didn't even portray FDR, his health. They didn't touch that. The average person didn't know how badly President Roosevelt's health was, how bad he was, how badly he felt. So all of these things sort of complicated things, but many of the post-examinations of reality indicate that the United States did just about everything it could to get into a war with Japan. And you can discuss or debate, if you will, if you like, the nuance of why that was a desire. Why do we want to keep them from expanding? Did we want to help the military-industrial complex, which was just coming into its own after World War I, when it was realized how much money there was in making ships and armament and planes and that kind of stuff. So for 12 years before World War II started, the military-industrial complex was out there beating the bushes with all the congressmen, the senators. You know, it's very interesting, Jennifer, to go back in history. The industrial espionage that was going on before World War II was extraordinary and fascinating. And how much of that led to, again, how much money these companies were making on the backs of the American taxpayer after the Depression, and then how much information was controlled by these big companies that was then disseminated to the news media, so that there was only really one side of the story, and it's taken decades for the real story, if you will, the story behind the story, to come out. And I mean, in Europe, it was a different story. In Europe, you couldn't ignore Hitler. Nobody greased the slide for him.
Right.
He did his own. He was universally hated, and with good reason. But in terms of Japan, the emperor and the Japanese society were whipped up into this frenzy, and it didn't have the same starch to it as did the feelings of the Europeans toward Hitler.
So it was a business war, you're saying?
It was a business war. Uh-huh. The Pacific War was a business war. That's a pretty good way of putting it. 800-510-8255, the Arizona being destroyed. It doesn't take away from the courage of the men and women who served. I often tell the story of my great uncle, for whom I am named. Dudley Walker Morton was the commander of the USS Wahoo, which sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of World War II than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. His remains were found in 1986, along with those in the Wahoo, submerged in less than 300 feet of water off the coast of the Sakhalin Islands, North Japan, in the Russian waters there. The Russians had known for years that the sub was there, didn't tell anybody until the irony of it all was a fisherman who had been on a patrol boat that had sighted the Wahoo in 1943. And whether it was what do they call those things, the depth charge things that blew up the back into the submarine, whatever happened to sink the sub, this guy who had been on the ship that sunk the Wahoo, but they never really knew that they sunk it. They just knew that that's where they were shooting. And the fact that he was at the honorarium in 19—actually, it was more recently than that. My cousin Dougie Morton and his family, I was going to go, and I couldn't, to a rededication when they found the sub, or it was reported where the sub was, and they found it and decided to leave it where it is. They never pulled it up. They never did it. They just left it there. But the trauma, I remember my cousin and the conversations I had with him, the tears you could hear, because he really never knew his father. He was 4 years old. His father went off to war and never knew his father. It's tragic. How many other people can, you know, that's really, when you get back around, this is not a convoluted story, but I'm thinking about Assange and all of the mud that's being thrown at him. I don't, he's a strange, different, kind of almost deranged guy, in a sense. You can tell that by looking at him, watching his body language, listening to the way he speaks.
And you have to be to have all that hate coming your way, too, and still continue on your path, you
right.
know?
So here's a guy who is able to do now what we couldn't do before World War II, and he's generally excoriated because he's the messenger. Mm-hmm. I don't see that he should be excoriated at all. I think the people who are in charge of these cables or the information who have let this have run it so badly that a private in the Army can get a hold of it and send it to Assange, who's dealing with that? Anyway, Clay Cohut, who is our person in charge of social media, is following some of the comments on Twitter and Facebook about Assange, and we'll get to those comments in a moment. 16 after the hour, and good day.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. but you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
800-510-8255. All right, let's take the social media route here. Clay Cohart, who's in charge at gooddayshow.com of that info. What sort of Twitter and Facebook following are you finding about Assange, support for him, his being arrested, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, Reddit.com user Ted Divum says, the thing to remember about Julian is that he isn't so vital. There are people running the technical show, and they're going to still be there. So anyone claiming that this is the end of WikiLeaks is going to be surprised. If anything, this is going to make him stronger. The further governments push their hands in this will make people realize how important this kind of thing is, and it will get more press to the related documents. This is going to be interesting, but in a way, it might be a good thing. The exposure might be what we need to jumpstart real journalism. And then another Reddit.com user responded and said, yeah, he's even described his job at WikiLeaks as being a lightning rod.
Yeah, he is. He's a lightning rod, and that's why I'm betting that these charges in Sweden are trumped up. His lawyer arranged for him to be taken into custody this morning, and he was to be arraigned this afternoon. It's almost, what time is it now in England? 20 after 1, so could be going on now. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A horrible, miserable creature.
Yeah, they spit at you.
They're mean. They stink. Giraffes are sweet and friendly and kind, and the llamas are, they're smart, but they're really nasty.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, your farm animal update from Doug Steffens. Good day.
Just remember, the problems of two people don't amount to a hill of manure in this wacky world, but at least we'll always have the barn.
Yeah, we got the barn. God bless the barn.
Oh, there's no place like home for the when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly day. For the holidays, you can't be home sweet home.
Well, Wesley Snipes is apparently not going to be celebrating the holidays with his family. He will not be home for the holidays. He's been ordered to surrender, I think, tomorrow or the next day, and begin serving his 3-year sentence for tax crimes. Ooh, tax crimes against the state. There's a movie here. A judge denied his request to have that date pushed back until after the holidays. He argued he has 4 minor children. He didn't want them to see him locked up in the middle of the holidays. He said, I'm sorry. The judge turned him down, citing the fact that Snipes was supposed to be in his jail sentence 2.5 years ago.
Look at you. I've never seen you laugh at someone's misfortune before.
Well,
like
it
this.
Isn't misfortune. I mean, the guy
I know
has been
skimming off the top.
That bothers me about this. He's going to the Pennsylvania Correctional Institute noontime on the 9th. When's that? That's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So what bothers me about this is that he's going to jail at all. Because there's no point to sending somebody like this.
Right, he should work to pay it back.
Work to pay it back. Work at some menial level, do things that help us understand what happens to people. He'll be forgotten in jail. You put him in jail for 3 years, he'll set up a little. He'll be out in probably a year, I'm betting, maybe even less than that. But what's the point? There's no point to sending people like him to jail. None whatsoever. It is foolishness. And we waste our money. You know, it's like Charlie Rangel. Should he be in jail? He's more of a crook than Wesley Snipes,
right.
And all he got was a censure.
Right.
So if he doesn't belong in jail, Snipes doesn't either. Nobody who does tax stuff belongs in jail. They belong working for minimum wage, demonstrating what happens to somebody who creates a situation where there are crimes against the state. And by the way, if we didn't have this foolish IRS, Snipes wouldn't be in jail, and neither would anybody else for tax evasion, because the system would be taking, extracting from them every time they buy something the correct amount of tax. This whole system is so screwed up, it is incredible that we don't wake up to what's going on. Oh, he should pay his taxes. Of course, we all ought to pay our taxes, but the way to pay them isn't through extortion, which is what the government does now to control you. All right, now having said that, let's turn our attention to Emil, who's calling from California with some thoughts on what I said regarding Japan and World War II. Okay, Emil, thank you for the call. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug, and Ms. Facinelli.
Ms. Facinelli's not here. That's Ms. Hornscanelli.
Oh, Bobby.
That's okay. I've been called worse.
Right. So, Emil, what do you want us to know about your thoughts here?
Well, my military studies taught me about what was called then the Japanese arrogance. Japan at that time, they just considered themselves the superior race.
They still do. They're extraordinarily racist.
Oh, absolutely. Then and now.
So does that mean we go to war with them because they're racists?
Well, they're the ones who made the first shot, but they didn't believe that we were actually going to, at that time, do anything. America wasn't known at that time to be a growing military force, and like the Admiral said, you wake the
sleeping giant. Yep, the sleeping giant was awoken, and the sleeping giant wasn't just the American people. It was our military-industrial might, and that's what they found out the hard way. All right, sir, thanks. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Otto Wind, and this is Living Well, your guide to living better financially, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Normally, I use this time to provide tips on improving your life. Today, I just want to improve your smile. While psychologists agree that nothing beats the real thing, there's also a growing amount of research to prove that faking a smile can be just as beneficial to your health, appearance, and mood. But don't take the scientist's word for it. Try it for yourself. Say your name once without smiling. My name is Montel Williams. And again, with a smile. My name is Montel Williams. Not only did your face appear more attractive when you smiled, I know mine did, there's a good chance your mood improved. And when you're in a good mood, it's likely that people around you will return the favor. Researchers also believe that smiling boosts the immune system and lowers blood pressure too. So the next time you wake up and you're not sure what to wear, put a smile on your face. I'm Montel Williams. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Yesterday's news.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
The United States sustained a deadly surprise attack at the hands of the Japanese.
Flash, Washington, the White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor was a small inlet in the Hawaiian Islands and the site of a major U.S. naval base. Naval intelligence thought an attack was improbable, but 2 hours later, their fleet was rendered useless. 6 of 8 U.S. battleships were destroyed, more than half the island's aircraft were put out of commission, and 2,400 Americans were killed in this unprecedented attack.
The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific.
In response to the attack on Pearl Harbor, President Roosevelt called Congress into session where war was declared on Japan. And that's yesterday's news for December 7th.
I got a feeling.
Joy and love. And thoroughness and power. Jennifer, today you take complete charge, take complete responsibility for yourself. And in doing so, you stop making excuses. It's not his fault, it's their fault, none of that stuff.
Well, sometimes it is.
Stan? Yeah, but you will not be able to move down the road to success if you have other people in the way, and if you put other people in your way, that's called an excuse. No one else can do the things that you need to do. You, you make it happen. You are the one, like Wesley Snipes. He decided to not pay his taxes for whatever the reason, and he needs to, in some way, atone for his sins.
Did he pay a little bit of taxes, or did he just not pay them?
Apparently, somehow or other, managed to escape $14 million worth of liabilities.
Whoa.
Over about a four-year period, I think, four or five. I don't know, a number of some of the really good movies that he made that made a lot of money. He just opted out of the system.
Well, okay.
Nelson did it. But you see, it begs the question about the system and why it isn't we're making enemies of people. We have not, you and I, never decided to pay an income tax. That was not our decision. We were told we must pay an income tax. We didn't say, oh, okay, we didn't vote for it in any referendum. As a matter of fact, most people, when they were told in 1913 that they were going to have to pay an income tax, what do you mean? Another tax? And then from 1913 to 2010, how many more taxes? Do you realize that in the United States of America, there are no fewer than 49 different types of taxes levied against your property, your income, your possessions, your property and possessions, I guess, would be the same thing. Property, when I think of property, I think of land. Possessions, I think of things that are in the house or in the office or things that, they have in California, I think it is, they have a personal property tax.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the excise tax. You go on and on and on. We have to pay a tax on what we eat. And we have to pay a tax on the fuel that we put in our car, and we pay a road tax, an airline tax. Oh, my God. And if we had eliminated all of those and just have one tax, which is how it's done in a few progressive countries, all we do is pay 14% to, I think, 19% on whatever it is that you buy at the end. Nobody pays taxes on anything. Take a car, for example. You buy a car and you spend $10,000, so you pay another $1,400 in sales tax. Government gets it, end of story. You buy a new suit for $100 or $1,000, pay $140 in taxes on it. You buy a computer, it costs you whatever it costs you, $500. So you're going to pay you're going to pay 14% of $500, which is $70. All right, so that's the way it ought to work. And then nobody's a bad guy.
Right.
Everybody has to pay. It gets rid of the underground economy.
You don't have to worry about it.
Nothing. You don't worry about anything.
Right.
Why are we so intent on letting these people keep pushing this stuff around so that we become the enemy of us? It is Wesley Snipes going to jail is a travesty. I mean, the guy made a decision, and the payment to society isn't going to jail, where we spend $40,000 a year to keep the guy in digs. What the proper atonement for this sin is to have him work at minimum wage and maybe sweep the studio or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You know, he could be starring in a movie and he could be sweeping the studio floor.
Yeah.
All of these things
him
would
going
be
to
corrected.
Jail is not helping anybody.
No, it doesn't help a thing.
It just
and
costs
the
more.
System doesn't work. I was talking about Charlie Rangel earlier and his own humiliation at his own hand. He was the one who was, it isn't just the tax laws that he violated. He violated pretty much every rule that there is. And the fact that he is still wandering around, I guess, is testament to his power, even at 80. He's old. Not that 80 is, he's tired, worn out. And his is a perfect the poster boy, people staying in that job way too long. Another problem that ought to be addressed in some way, shape, or form. But we don't seem to have the power to do it. We don't seem to have the power to do what we think is right, even though this is supposed to be our country. Now, back to Julian Assange.
Assange.
Australian, but he's very French. French-Australian. He is under arrest this morning. And he's under arrest because he is the enemy of the state. That's a great movie if you want to know how it really works when you're the enemy of the state. Go get the DVD and rent it or watch for it when it's being played on HBO or Showtime or something. Enemy of the State is a perfect drama extolling what happens when something that you have no control over happens to you. And this, somebody decides, because they have the power and control, to go after you. And that's what happens way too often. Now, Assange may not be your best friend. You may not like him to be your next-door neighbor or whatever. But he has provided a valuable service. But all those who are in government, all those who have a stake in this, don't like it because he's embarrassed either them or their kind, as is the case with Condoleezza Rice, who, former Secretary of State, was on The View yesterday. She must have a new book or something coming out because she was there to talk in general about a lot of different things, including the founder of WikiLeaks.
Oh.
This is a really serious matter, and whatever you label it, it's wrong. And it ought to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, mm-hmm. because if you don't prosecute it, if somebody isn't punished for what he's doing, mm-hmm. then people are going to keep doing it. You can't possibly protect yourself completely in the day of the Internet and the way that the Internet works. But this is a great disservice, not just to the United States, but as Secretary Glenn said, to the whole international community. You cannot conduct business this way. They are having the Justice Department look into what laws are...
Yeah, is that it? No. That's it, okay. It's the same old line you get from every politician and every hack. It is what it is. The guy has done us a service, and we don't quite know yet. Now, whether he's exposed things that are dangerous and will hurt Americans remains to be seen. That's what they said after the release of all the stuff in the summertime. Nothing. Not a problem. Except we know more about the inner workings of government, and we are less satisfied with them if we think it through. And the same can be said for this. There were people who were in the last 24 hours, Jennifer, saying, oh, my God, the latest release enumerated a number of places where we had strategic connections, and it was a laundry list, some said. It was a planning memo for Osama bin Laden, like a playbook. What? You think these people, like bin Laden, don't know where we're vulnerable?
Right.
Come on. Grow
they
up.
They know what Julian Assange knows.
Yeah, give me a break. All this person Assange has done is embarrass a lot of people who have overinflated egos and needed to be brought down a peg or two or three or four. Meanwhile, sort of back to Condoleezza Rice, because people always wondered about her and George Bush, and or they'd asked whether she was a lesbian or not.
Right.
So the ladies on The View asked her why she never got married.
Which one's that?
That's 706, Michael.
I think the question that I get most asked about my personal life is, why did you never get married?
Uh-huh.
And I don't talk about independence or I wanted a career or any of those things. I say, I never found anybody I actually wanted to live with. You know, you don't get married in the abstract. You get married to somebody.
Some people get married in the abstract. Some people don't.
You like to party.
My marriage life was more like a Picasso painting. It's just like
crazy.
A little crazy. It's just a little strange.
Little things coming together to create beauty.
Huh?
A lot of little things coming together to create beauty.
No. No, that was right.
You're pretty enough. You're pretty enough.
If it works and you find the right person, I don't think there's anything better, probably, than marriage. But if you don't, then you don't.
This isn't Picasso, but you'd rather have that in a way than a Hallmark card. You know, one of those pictures where everything is perfect. Because it's not.
All right. So the final thing that has value, it seems to me, here, Condoleezza Rice on The View, is her talking about her friend, former President Bush.
I'm a kind of conservative girl, so I had to get married before I was going to have kids, and I didn't get married, so I didn't have kids.
What about George Bush? He was kind of a kid.
I don't think so,
Joy. No, attack.
Joy, he was your president. Remember that? No. So, look.
Joy would say he's not my president.
I don't regret that I didn't have kids because I believe life worked out the way that it should.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of really great family and extended family, not very big, but very, very close. And the truth of the matter is there are a lot of personal situations that work out for individuals, and that's what we have to remember.
Nobody's judging anybody's choices here. Do
no. Do be you. Go be you.
All right. So anyway, the hoopla of George Bush. He was your president.
Yeah.
She's a little stuffy. He always was kind of stuffy.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
It was good. Like Condi.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, the fate of Elizabeth Edwards. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
At
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich is out today. Michael Fortier is actually at the controls, not doing too well with his voice. Peter Trahan is answering your calls at 800-510-8255. Clay Cohart in charge of social media, and a lot of buzz, frankly, all over the internet about Elizabeth Edwards today and the facts.
I'm so
in the next...
sad. I actually got a little teary when I read the story yesterday.
Yeah, I did too. She's been advised by her doctors that further treatment for her cancer is unproductive. She's resting at home with her family. She posted on her Facebook page a message, and I will read in part what she says. You all know that I have been sustained throughout my life by three saving graces, my family, my friends, and my faith. These graces have carried me through difficult times, and they've brought me more joy in the good times than I ever could have imagined. The days of our lives for all of us are numbered. We know that. And yes, there are certainly times when we aren't able to muster as much strength and patience as we would like. But I have found that in the simple act of living with hope and in the daily effort to have a positive impact in the world, these days I have are made all the more meaningful and precious. And for that I am grateful. It isn't possible to put into words the love and gratitude I feel to everyone who has and continues to support and inspire me every day. To you, I simply say, you know. And her doctors told her apparently yesterday or the day before that she has just weeks left. So, you know, you think about the scum that she was married to, and that's the best thing I can think of that I can say on the radio.
Yeah.
He's such an egotist and so self-serving. He knew what was going on with his wife. He couldn't have waited
a year or two
to be
make her last years all that dramatic. Ugh.
God bless her. 51 after him. Good day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order 2 or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The voice of reason and moderation. For the most part, not always am I modified. Some days I'm rarefied. It just kind of depends on what's going on. The lack of political foolishness is what I think highlights the difference to this program and most anything else that's out there. Plus our sort of middle American stance, giving you information that is practical. And that's where Alex Goldfein comes in, frankly. When we're trying to make your life better, there are so many people who are just not particularly tuned in to the new technology. And they are not necessarily going kicking and screaming. They just don't find that they have an affinity for it because it does change the way that you kind of deal with reality, the news that you get, and communicating with your loved ones, all of that sort of thing. So we try to boil it down to the bottom line with Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor. And in this excerpt from his readings and knowledge, and his pronouncements, he wonders whether you know which maker of flat-screen TV buyers are most satisfied with. Which maker of flat-screen TVs, if you're a buyer, have you been most satisfied with? Let's see if your experience correlates with his in just a moment here.
Macy's declares Friday National Believe Day. To celebrate, the Make-A-Wish Foundation will grant wishes across America, and you can help. For every stamped letter to Santa that Macy's collects on Friday, we'll give an additional dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's in addition to the up to $1 million already committed for letters dropped off through Christmas Eve. Together, we can collect more than a million reasons to believe. Drop off your Santa letter Friday during Macy's National Believe Day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
PC World released the findings of its annual technology satisfaction survey last week. It asked 79,000 consumers which tech brands are most reliable. Here's a summary of the findings. Products made by Apple, Asus, Brother, and Canon were reported to be reliable and well-supported. Devices made by Dell and HP were not, especially for us home users. Laptops were reported to be more reliable than before and having less problems than desktop computers. And business PC customers were more satisfied than home consumers. In the smartphone category, Apple's iPhone voted most reliable. And interestingly, Verizon's wireless service topped the other providers. In HDTVs, Panasonic edged out LG and Sony for most satisfied consumers. And in cameras, big news, Panasonic topped Canon in overall satisfaction. Then Casio, then Fujifilm, then GE, and only after all those companies came Nikon. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, sort of a panoramic, if you will, of what's going on in the world today with a look toward tomorrow a little bit. There's a little preparation involved, and I'm not talking about Preparation H.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.